Prague's Café Braun is hosting an unusual event this week. Each evening, members of the public have been invited to sit down over coffee or a glass of wine with a leading scientist, that to discuss some of the exciting developments in their field. The event is called A Week of Science Cafés, and it's part of a broader campaign by the NGO Czech Head to try and popularize science. Rob Cameron has the details.
Carton mouthpiece and displaces the breath at the end.
Professor Patrick Spaniel from the J. Hayrovsky Institute of Physical Chemistry demonstrating something called a selected ion flow tube mass spectrometer. This bulky, fridge-sized machine is, in a sense, just a very big breathalyzer. What Professor Spaniel is measuring, however, is not alcohol, but acetone, a chemical compound present in tiny concentrations in human breath.
Concentrations of the individual compounds are calculated.
Detecting the presence of acetone in breath already serves as a useful early warning system for asthma, stomach ulcers, and other health conditions. Professor Spaniel believes with the right research, it could detect many more.
It's got enormous potential, however, the research is not that easy because we are talking about gases or vapors which are present at extremely low concentrations. Just to put it into perspective, in everybody's breath there is some acetone. And typically there is one molecule of acetone for 1 million of molecules of exhaled air.
This is when the science begins to get a bit complicated, although Professor Spaniel does a sterling job of keeping it lucid and interesting. And that, he says, is the biggest challenge facing scientists when they speak to the public about what they're doing all day in the lab.
It's not difficult to make it popular, but what is difficult is to be able to communicate exactly what's possible and what's not. On one side, we could make things far too complicated, and then the public loses the interest. On the other side, we could make a mistake of promising too much, and then people could be disappointed in 12 months, 1 year time, and that the results actually were not delivered.
Professor Spaniel and four fellow scientists will be all too aware of that when they sit down at the Café Braun this week for a series of discussions on topics ranging from the destructive power of earthquakes to how science can help solve crime. The idea is the brainchild of an NGO called Česká hlava, or Czech Head, whose mission is to popularize Czech science. I asked director Iva Sladka whether it was hard to make science sexy.
Strašně to těžký. Je to těžký, protože
it's terribly hard. It's hard because unfortunately many people still think of scientists as slightly mad old men in dirty white coats with thick glasses and wild unkempt hair who never finish their sentences and forget what they're doing half the time because they're so confused. This is what the Week of Science Cafés is all about, showing people that this is a stereotype which couldn't be further from the truth.
There's even a special department at the Czech Academy of Sciences devoted to the popularization of science. Its director, Jiří Beneš, explained to me an interesting paradox facing those who try and get young people interested in science and technology. We're increasingly surrounded by breathtakingly powerful devices, but we know less and less about how they work.
I remember as a child I used to take in pieces, for instance, the alarm clock. But what can you do today with a digital device when you can only exchange batteries?
Young people today are not taking apart their iPods or MP3 players and so on.
It is not possible. It would have no sense what it is. You cannot understand how it works. So the higher complication and compactness of technical devices is paradoxically limiting the area for individual adventure of discovery.
The Week of Science Cafés is just one of numerous projects run by Czech Head to popularize science. They want to remind Czechs, especially young people, of the many glorious achievements of Czech scientists and engineers gone by, as well as the opportunity to make a difference to the lives of future generations by choosing a career in science.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the English language service of Czech Radio.